Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. And today I wanted to bring you something that I'm not so sure a whole lot of people have heard about yet. And it kind of goes under the name company cities. And if you really look into history, and I really like history, I always liked it even when I was little and going to school. I think there are interesting stories. And one of the interesting stories from history about industrialization was that obviously in the early parts of machinery and technology, it was necessary to have a lot of people working in a factory. Even like when Ford started the factory processing to make cars and stuff like that on like a line, it still took a huge number of people. And so what companies used to do is they basically bought a piece of land close to where the factories are and then basically created villages or little towns that were funded by the company and offered rental housing to the employees so that they basically could live close to where they work. They could, raise their kids, have schools and all that kind of stuff. By the way, that also brought in, for example, libraries because they were sponsored oftentimes in that way. So these communities oftentimes still around today, but they are no longer associated with the companies who originally created them. But interestingly enough, this is something that seems to be coming back. And I want to address for a moment why I think that is happening. So that's a topic that is maybe not directly related to your personal investment, but it will indicate something that is relevant for us as Ideal Wealth Growers and how we invest and what these companies are doing and how it is related. So if that sounds interesting, I would encourage you to go to idealinvestorshow.com and basically check out our other episodes, but also book a call and let's have a conversation if what we're doing is interesting to you. So without further ado, what's going on there? One of the things that I think we all have to realize is that different technologies that come along are not around forever, right? If you think about it, we don't have flip phones anymore. We don't have fax machines anymore. We don't need to develop any kind of film for our vacation pictures on the beach and any of those kind of things. Those were huge industries. And if you're old enough, you have probably experienced it yourself or you can ask your parents. It was totally normal when you went on vacation and everywhere, in every little kiosk, every little supermarket, there was a rack with rolls of film of different qualities, and you had a camera that you brought on to vacation, from very simple, basically cardboard cameras to really, really sophisticated cameras, but all needed to have film that after you took the pictures, you brought to a place that actually developed the film and gave you printouts of each of the pictures. And that was pretty expensive, and everybody was really careful not to waste the film, because you knew that if you turned in a roll and it cost, let's say, $2 or $3 to develop, but then $6 or $7, $8 just to get the printouts, and half of them were crap, then you wasted a lot of money. Nowadays, we all have great cameras, much better than what they had at the time in our smartphones, and we can take endless pictures, and anything that doesn't come out or we don't like, we just delete, right? So those are technologies. These companies like Fujifilm was a multi-billion dollar company. Now, fast forward to where we are right now, we have, and most of us that are around and you guys listening have gotten completely used to social media, to search engines, to advertising, to movies, right? And so what are the companies behind it? Search is massively dominated. Something close to 90% of all search on the internet still goes through Google. Like social media is massively dominated by Facebook, or they call themselves Meta now, which is not just Facebook, but it's also Instagram, for example, and WhatsApp, and a number of other applications that millions and billions of people around the world are using. So why am I mentioning all of this? It's basically to say right now we are in the age of search on the internet, of social media, an interaction and communication using these technologies that are current for right now, and these companies that actually provide these and have carved out dominant positions in those industries are making huge amounts of money. Now the question becomes, what happened actually to the companies that did the fax machines and the film for the old cameras and stuff? Now there are two things. Either they went away and basically went bankrupt when nobody really wanted their stuff anymore. Some were able to morph what they used to do into something new, and some evolved is what I would basically call it. And what I mean by evolve is basically to say these companies, the leadership in these companies realized that what they're doing right now and what makes tons and tons and tons of money will not be making lots of money forever, right? And so the question becomes, what can we do and how can we evolve? And this brings me back to this whole thing of company cities. Some, if you read the articles, say the companies are building these villages and cities again because they're frustrated with the communities that their businesses are in for lacking to bring enough housing close enough to where these companies are and where the major headquarters and operation centers for these companies are. And so because the communities aren't doing it and the developers aren't doing it, so the companies are supposedly doing it on their own. And part of that is probably true. But I think what's also true is that companies are looking in the bigger landscape and a little bit into the history and then projecting what's going to happen in the future. And they come to realize two things. Number one, investing in residential real estate, just like we do by buying a couple of houses in different clusters. If you expand what I always preach about, you don't want to have all your real estate investing all in the same place. You want to build a cluster of 5 to 10 properties in one location, and then you want to build another cluster in a different location. Like in my case, I have some in at the border between Iowa and Illinois, and then I have a bunch in Ohio and still keep growing there, and we're starting a new cluster in Florida. So if you take these clusters and expand them out to a much, much larger scale that you can afford if you are a company like Google or Meta or Disney, then those clusters are basically the villages and cities that they are building right now. But I don't believe they just do it because they want to find housing for their employees. I think they also realize there will come a time in the not too distant future with all this AI stuff and things going on and the overall technology world changing, where what they're doing right now is not really going to make money anymore. But what will always and continue to make money for them? And so they can evolve their business, at least in some way, is if they develop these clusters that provide something very, very, very fundamental to people. And that is shelter or housing or however you want to call it. And so they realize, in my opinion, that if they invest some of the profits that they have been making in the last few years into residential real estate and then offer it to their employees and maybe in the future to anybody who wants to live there, they're basically doing the exact same thing on a much, much larger scale as we do as Ideal Wealth Growers. And for me, I'm bringing this to you because I think it's a great confirmation that we are doing something and have been doing for years that they are now finally discovering as something that will be good for them, their employees, and their companies as they evolve from one technology like search or social media to something else that will sustain the business if they give themselves enough time to grow these clusters of residential real estate investments large enough so that ultimately there will be potentially more Meta villages or Google villages and stuff like that than there will be necessarily search on the internet. So I want you to think about that. And this is just one of the topics that is maybe a little bit on the periphery, but I'm always looking for how can we see that what we are doing is the right thing, is a sensible thing, is a good thing, is aligned with what the market is doing, is long-term successful. And these major company city developments that are just now starting are giving me great hope and great confirmation that we are on the right track. So if you like to talk about that or how you can actually learn to become an ideal wealth grower, please go to idealinvestorshow.com again and find the button for booking a call, and then let's talk about it. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.